Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
The Vox Markets Podcast.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Mark Braun, chairman of React Group. That's R-E-A-T ticker. Mark, thanks for joining me.
Oh, good morning, Justin. Great to be here.
Yeah, well, especially when you've got some good news here. Final results for the year ended the 30th of September, and there's plenty of double-digit percentage growth like-for-like as well. So well, before we get into that, Mark, the results and how it's been going in the outlook, what you hope to happen coming up, for people maybe not familiar with the React Group, could you explain what you're about, please?
Yeah, so we are a specialist cleaning business. Now, cleaning, you know, you've got the big companies, very big companies like OCS and whatever, and they typically subcontract anything that's more at the dirty end doing specialist work like we do. Mm-hmm. Or you've got lots and lots, I mean, literally hundreds and thousands of very small companies locally that do bits of what we do, but not all of what we do. So we are a consolidator in that very fragmented market. We do everything from emergency cleaning. So, you know, we'll clean up after trauma on the railway, or on the roads. We'll clean up in dirty process in prison cells. We'll do deep cleaning of hospitals and so on and so forth. Everything through there to regular contract cleaning, but in specialist markets, again, in healthcare, education, which can be a bit of a challenge to do that properly around the timing, the schedules that they want that work doing, and industrial, through to window cleaning, commercial window cleaning. We are the UK's, one of the UK's largest commercial window cleaning businesses. What's important about that is that, again, a hugely fragmented market. There's nobody really out there with the range and reach that we've got that can, for a customer, cover their windows in, you know, John O'Groats or Land's End and everywhere between with the same network of window cleaners. They often have to go to some of the big companies and subcontract again, and that leads to, you know, cost and also loss of control. So we've got this broad cross-section of business that is non-discretionary. If you don't use our service or you don't use the kind of service we deliver, you know, you're going to find your places either unusable or people are going to veer away from you because they don't look clean. That's the business in essence.
Yeah. And so who would you say the majority of your customers are? Are they government bodies, departments, or...?
No, we've got a very broad cross-section of companies, actually. We work with a lot of the large FM companies like Mitie's and OCS's and Alitalia and so on and so forth, Sodexo, where they need a quality subcontractor with the single-tier practice that we've got. But we also work for Tier 1 organizations. We work for Hitachi, DPD. We also work in parts of the retail sector, which I know might seem unfashionable, but you know, parts of it are very strong, you know, such as, you know, coffee houses like Costa, Pret A Manger, and Lidl, and B&M, mm-hmm. those sorts of organisations.
We have 1,200 customers, of which about 230 are of a material size, and our top 10 represents about 40% of our revenue.
Yeah. Well, take us through some of the financial highlights, because they're quite impressive.
Yeah, I mean, I absolutely will. One of the things I wanted to highlight, I think there's kind of 3 things to recognise with these results, if I may. And look, this is a team effort, and Sean Doak, as the CEO, has done a phenomenal job consistently over the last 4 years. And I think that's part of the point here. Whilst there are tremendous results for this year, that's been the fourth year of a very consistent process. So if we look at revenue, it's up year on year by 43%. Now, we did have part of an acquisition contribute to that. But if you look at like-for-like organic growth, it was 21%. Mm. Now, that's very impressive in the current market that we operate in. But what's even more impressive, in my opinion, is we've been doing that for the last 4 years. And our compound annual growth rate over the four-year period is 59%. Mm. So, you know, this is, as I say, this is not just a 1 year. This is something we've been consistently doing. We've got a very strong proposition. We've got a very strong sales and marketing team that support that. Organically, 21% this year. Actually, our average organic growth for the last 4 years has been 24%. Yeah. So again, consistently strong. Gross profit, we're in the upper quartile of gross profit in our sector, 27% margin. That's up 300 basis points on last year when it was 24%. And we've grown our gross profit by 61% in the year. EBITDA, 2.3 million. We convert 43% of our gross profit into EBITDA at the moment, and that's improving. Our year-on-year growth of EBITDA is 133%. But importantly, again, year-on-year, it's been growing. Ever since the first year we took over a business that was heavily in losses, we moved it into profit. For the last 3 years, we've been in profit. The three-year compound annual growth rate has been over 100%, 104%. And then the final point to make is cash generation, you know, something that's critical to all of us. Mm-hmm. 2.1 million free cash flow. So 92% of our in-year EBITDA has been turned into cash in the year. And that's against outflows in the previous year of £1 million. So real big improvement there. So whilst that's been a great performance, it's also important to recognize that this is part of a trend and not just a one-off. And I think the final thing to mention here is that the profile of the company is now remarkably different than what it was. You know, we're five times bigger than we were. We're strongly in profit. Our share price is 10 times what it was 4 years ago. Our market cap is significantly higher than it was years ago, sort of 20 or 30 times what it was 3 or 4 years ago. And the profile of the business is strong. 87% of our revenue is contracted, most of it long term and recurring, 87%. And that free cash flow, that's a very important thing to recognize as well. We're not only generating profit and growing our profit, we're actually, you know, generating cash from it.
Yeah. And second, I mean, you know, you hear about the cost of living and crisis and corporates tightening their belts and also government departments. Doesn't seem like there's any signs of that when you look at these results. Now, are you unique in the sector? I mean, is the sector doing well, or you are basically punching above your weight here?
I think we're punching above our weight and we're relatively unique. Mm. I think our results would have been even better had it not been for the economic challenges. I think it's about having a unique proposition and marketing that very, very well, getting people to know that you exist. The one thing, and I hate to say the dreaded word COVID, the one thing that COVID did for us, it put our name on the map. Yeah. You know, we were exceptional at providing advice and guidance to some very large companies about how they dealt with it. And that put us in a dialogue with companies that possibly a company of our size, you know, would have taken an awful long time to have. And we did that and we're benefiting from it. So I think that's one thing that we've got going in our favor. The second thing is the market is hugely fragmented. Now, I've been in business for more years than I care to think. And therefore I've been through probably three, maybe four recessions. And I remember the mentality that I've had in each of those, or the teams I've been working with have had, is that the market may be shrinking, but if you're in a fragmented market, that means there's a huge amount of market out there that you can get. And if you've got a better proposition than anybody else, why shouldn't you get it? Yeah. And that's the thinking process here. You know, yes, we've had some challenges. You know, one of the challenges manifests itself in terms of window cleaning. Basically, we've got a lot of customers that really care about their brand and their brand image. You know, their shop window is the face on their world. But in tough economic circumstances, prices, they've said, look, what can we do about price? Now, rather than reduce the price or lose the customer, what we've agreed is to reduce the frequency of cleaning. So a company that might have had their windows cleaned every week is now having done every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And that does reduce revenue. We've experienced a bit of that in the last 12 months and still do. But the important thing is that we're growing faster than some of that downward pressure. So look, it's not easy. I think the guys have done a phenomenal job. They worked really, really hard. They put a lot of hours in, blood, sweat, and tears. So it's not easy. But they've been succeeding and they continue to succeed.
Yeah, absolutely. And in fact, these are results up until the 30th of September. So, you know, what's current trading like, Mark?
Very good. I mean, we've said in our announcement that it's very positive. We've had another record quarter. So October, November, December is our Q1. And obviously, despite the sort of Christmas New Year lull, although we do some work in that period, especially on emergencies, you know, the performance is a record performance. So, you know, it bodes very, very well going forward. And our pipelines are as strong as they've ever been.
Yeah, and you say that it's a very fragmented market. I mean, I assume you have eyes on acquisition targets.
Yeah, we acquired a really high quality business in Ladders Free in May of 2022, and we really wanted to make sure that we transitioned the value of that business into the company. So we took our eyes away from acquisitions at the time. Okay. Now with these results, with the performance, with the cash generation, we're changing our banking facilities, consolidating it effectively to make our use of cash much more efficient. M&A is back on the table, but where we're looking is very much in small bolt-ons, because what we experienced with Fidelis, which was the acquisition we made in March of 2021, mm-hmm. We bought a business that had revenues of less than £5 million. It was £4.8 million. That business generated £12 million of revenue in the last 12 months, up to the end of September, you know, just over 12 million. So we've more than doubled the size of it. And we've done that because the team's very good at selling or selling its proposition, marketing it, I should say, rather than just selling it. You know, it's very, very good at getting customers to understand the value of the proposition and wanting to take it on. But secondly, we've consistently shown through the last 3 or 4 years that we're exceptionally good at doing cross-selling. Lots of companies say they are, or that's what they're going to do. Not a lot do it, but this company does it and does it in spades. So we've got customers that we're having contract cleaning that we're now doing reactive work for, we're doing window cleaning for, and vice versa. So that's where a lot of our growth is generated, is not just new customers, it's also increasing revenues. A prime example of that was a post-period announcement we made, and it's not the only one where we've made this this call, but in a post-period announcement, we talked about the renewal of a contract with a large Midlands-based university. Mm-hmm. We had a 3-year contract, and we've just signed up for the next 3 years, but it's at double the revenue. Mm-hmm. It was 600K a year, and it's now 1.3 million a year. And that's largely because we have other services that the customers want that we're now very good at actually sharing with them. So the kind of acquisitions we'll make will be, you know, similar to Fidelis, possibly a bit smaller, where we not only do an accretive and earnings enhancing acquisition, because we're a good home for people who are maybe retiring, good home for their business, but also we can grow that business.
Yeah, but you see, like I said, fragmented, there's lots of opportunities out there potentially.
Yes. Yeah. Well, pipeline, the early stage pipeline. So we've actually looked at nothing, but we've got a pipeline of a lot of things in the pipe. I look at once we get clear of these results.
Yeah.
And look, not all of them will make the grade. You know, we know we're going to turn over a load of rocks that won't work, but mm-hmm. you know, we're confident that we'll find some that will.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Well, excellent stuff. So, Mark, if you could then give us 3 quick reasons why someone should hit that follow button on your page on Vox and add React to their watch list, please.
Well, great profile of a business now, all grown up, 87% recurring revenue, you know, free cash flow that represents 92% of his EBITDA. We convert, you know, 43% of our gross profit into earnings, and we're growing organically at above 20% every year, and so on and so forth. So that's the first thing. It's just the profile of the company, which I think is, my personal opinion, very, very modestly valued in terms of its share price. I think it's undervalued, is my personal opinion. But obviously, other people need to call their own judgment. Fragmented market, huge market with demands increasing for that to be consolidated from customers. And we're leading the way there. And we've talked during this session about how we're going to do that. And then finally, outlook, you know, things are progressing very much in the way that they've been happening for the last, you know, 4 years. So, you know, our outlook is positive. And, you know, I think this is a good place to be.
Yeah, marvellous stuff, Mark. It's good to chat to you, and hopefully we catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thank you very much.
Indeed. Thank you very much, Justin. Bye-bye now.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.